So I hear you. You're in a constant state of overwhelm. There are so many things that you need to do to get done every day for your job, for your family, to take care of yourself. And you might even feel like you're on this hamster wheel and that round and round you go, and it just piles up more and more overwhelm and stress. How do you remain calm and even energized in the storm of your life? In this week's episode, my guest, Robin Engelson, and I share strategies and tips on how you can actually feel energized and remain calm while the shitstorm of your life may be taking place. Welcome to the Masks Off for People Pleasers and Perfectionists podcast. I am Kim Gross, your host. And it is my mission to help you unmask from people-pleasing and perfectionistic behaviors so that you can finally have the confidence to live the life that you truly desire. Let's tune in to this week's episode. Today, I am talking with Robin, and we are going to talk about how perfectionism and people-pleasing can play a role in autoimmune disease, which I have one, and so does Robin, and we'll talk about that. But before we jump into who Robin is and our conversation, I'll begin with a quote, which was offered by Robin herself. And that quote is, "Nothing is impossible. The word itself, I'm possible." I love that. Where did you come up with that?
Sure, absolutely, Kim. So it really stems from who I am, who I was, and who I am always trying to be and aspire to be. So if you think something's impossible, you're right. If you think something's impossible, you're right. If you think it's possible and you truly believe that it is going to happen at some point in your life, then you're right. It's all based on your mindset and what you believe internally is the outcome. So if you, but the actual word itself, when you say possible, it actually says I'm possible. So instead of saying impossible, it's I'm possible. So it's just a play on words,
yeah.
But there's some history behind it and mindset tweaking and training and learning that you can get from it.
Awesome. I love that. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Absolutely. So my name is Robin Engelson, and I am a corporate dropout turned digital CEO, and I'm an autoimmune expert, a lifestyle transformer with food freedom at the best, and also a podcast host myself. So I'm from a small town in Rhode Island, and I'm down in Florida now. My story stems from my autoimmune disease. When I got diagnosed, when my son was 3 and a half, we were trying to have our second child, and we weren't able to do that. And didn't make sense, right? I already have a child. So we went to specialists and got lots of tests done. And I went in for blood work for something else, and I came out with an autoimmune disease. My antibodies were off the charts. First, I didn't know what antibodies meant. Second, I didn't know what an endocrinologist was. I'd never been sick in my life. So I panicked, right? We all go into panic mode. And through multiple doctors, I went to the first doctor, just as an example. You think you go to an expert because you're paying for their expertise and their training and their education. And this doctor was such a jerk and told me that it's no problem. You just have a disease. It's not going to change your life. You're going to be fine. Take this medicine, see me in 6 months. But the issue for me was, first, you were rude to me, and I am a patient and I deserve your courtesy to explain what things are to me. You told me to look it up on the internet, which is the worst thing you can do. And I couldn't even pronounce Hashimoto's at the time. And then secondly, I didn't have any symptoms. So the symptoms, just to educate your audience, Kim, of Hashimoto's is hair loss, fatigue, exhaustion, joint pain. So I didn't have any of those. I didn't have any of them, right? I was thriving. But what happened was, after I got diagnosed and got the medication, I got sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. And so I was on this, it's like a hamster wheel, going to the doctor, getting medication, going to the doctor, getting more medication. And I just kept getting sick. I couldn't get out of bed. I was exhausted, sleeping 10 to 12 hours a night. My hair started falling out. My nails started breaking. My joints started hurting. I couldn't work out at the level I used to work out at. I couldn't take care of my toddler at the time. I'd literally be laying on the couch while he was in the high chair because I knew he'd be safe there eating. Lunch lasted maybe an hour because I couldn't physically get up to help him anymore. And I kept going back to the doctor saying, something's wrong. Something's wrong. I don't understand. I feel worse now than when I got diagnosed. The medicine's not working. It's making me sick. And I said, we have to be on it for life. And I said, that's not going to work for me. And that's where the quote comes in, impossible. No, it's I'm possible. I'm going to be able, if it's meant to be, it's up to me. And so I went through four doctors and got worse and worse and worse. This is a span of 2 years and had to quit my job, had to get help to take care of my son while my husband was at work. Think about this for a second. I'm taking away a six-figure income from a family. I can't take care of my son. The reason why I'm living at that moment was to be a mom, a corporate mom. And I found holistic functional medicine. And this was a game changer for me because what it holistic functional medicine does is that it looks at your body as a whole. You go to one doctor that looks at you as a whole, sees what you're deficient in, gives you medication and supplementation holistically. So what happened was I was allergic to the fillers in the levothyroxine that every doctor prescribes. Okay. Wow. And that's very common for people. Mm. And so going to a holistic functional doctor, I really understood what I had, what I needed, and how to help my body. So those are the three things that were very important. I need to go on a lower dose of the T4, which is the thyroid supplement, medication, excuse me. But I need to go on the hyperallergenic version because I was allergic to the fillers in the main one that they prescribe. And then insurance doesn't cover it. You have to get it pre-authorized, but I've been on it for over 10 years. It's no problem. And then the supplementation with that was a compounded T3 because my body wasn't producing T3 and you need T3, T4, TSH, and the antibodies in your thyroid to work and function properly. Mm-hmm. Again, the functional medicine doctor literally saved my life. So going on those two medications, a bunch of supplementation, and then I started educating myself on proper nutrition for my autoimmune disease. Listen, I wasn't unhealthy before, but I got to be healthier for my autoimmune disease. I went gluten-free. I've always been dairy-free because I'm allergic to dairy, which is a blessing in disguise. And then anti-inflammatory foods, started eating every 3 hours instead of three meals a day, smaller, high protein, low carbs, and just really like fresh foods, right? And that really started to help me. And what happened is over the course of the next 6 months, I started to feel better. I started to feel back the way I did before I got diagnosed. I started to be able to take care of my son. People started to ask what I was doing because when you have no energy, Kim, like you don't want to be around anybody. You don't want to talk. You don't want to interact. And so I started talking to people again. I started like just being seen again. And I love that. So that's the back end of the story of how I started with what I have.
And I just want to say too that I so feel you. I do because I have one as well. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring out something for the listeners, which is that if the listeners are identifying with perfectionism and or people pleasing, because that's what the podcast is for, that, well, we said a couple of things. One, that oftentimes people who have those tendencies, those behaviors, can often end up having chronic conditions or an autoimmune disease. So that's one thing. We'll talk about that. But the other thing too is that if someone is already struggling with chronic illness and perfectionism and are a mom or a parent and suffering and struggling to do their job, take care of their kids, I think it's important to call out and underline not to feel like a freaking failure. Because I know I did. And I only can imagine that when your son sat in the high chair for an hour for lunch, that maybe somewhere during that time, the thought crossed your mind of what kind of mom has to leave their kid. And I don't want to speak for you, but I know for me, my kids were 5 and 2 when I was really sick. And there were so many times that I didn't feel well or didn't have the energy and couldn't show up for them. And because of the perfectionism, I felt like a failure. And it's the furthest thing. We are not failures. So I think it is important to really underline and highlight that? Do you want to share anything on that piece of it?
Sure.
Feeling like
sure.
A failure?
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I kept thinking to myself, like, I didn't sign up for this. So I'm going to put a little perspective on the failure part. I never said to myself, I'm a failure, but I had thoughts related and around it. I didn't sign up to be laying on the couch as a mom, right? Why can't I go play on the floor with my kid right now? So in those contexts, yes, I felt like a failure, but I never out loudly, I didn't verbally say it out loud, right?
Yep.
Because the perfectionism within me wouldn't allow me to. So there's a point there that's being unmasked right now, Kim, is that when you have an autoimmune disease and you still think you can do everything at your highest level and being a perfectionist and feeling like a failure, it's like, it's all combined. And it's really challenging and such an opportunity to shift that mindset when you're feeling like that. It's like rock bottom, literally, for when you get diagnosed and you feel like that crappy with autoimmune disease. And when we describe the feelings, then you can put yourself in that and be like, okay, yes, I feel like this. Yes, I feel like this. Maybe there's something related that your audience and your listeners can relate to in regards to that.
Yeah. And I still even said to you, I still do it to this day sometimes. And I've been managing this autoimmune disease for 18 years now, or at least 18 years since diagnosis and another 6 before that. And clearly I've also done my inner work, my healing work over those last 18 years so that I am at the place that I'm at now. However, the perfectionism in me can still show up like this. And this is what I noticed in the last couple of days is, and it happens so subtly, right? I don't even know it really until I'm already too late with it, is that I grind, do, push. I have all these things that I'm trying to do for my podcast, for my business, and I just keep pushing. And there is a moment, there are moments where I can sense that I need to take a break or that I need to pause. Sometimes I listen to it and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just push through. And it's that pushing through over and over again that is part of the perfectionism. I just have to keep going. I can do it. Just one more task, one more thing, just push. And when you have a chronic illness or an autoimmune disease, at least in my experience of doing this for 18 years, is that when I stay in that chronic cyclical pattern of push, push, I hit a brick wall. And mm-hmm. then I can go into a flare up because that constant pushing. Now, let me say one other thing too, because when you have a perfectionistic tendency or pattern, there's often this anxious energy that goes along with it. And that anxious energy and that frenetic, like I got to do, is telling, like, your body is hearing that it's in fight or flight mode. It's the same thing going on in our minds and our bodies when we are pushing ourselves that I have to do more. I have to do it and grind, and being frenetic and tight and anxious is the same thing as if we're going to be attacked by a bear. So all this cortisol is flooding through our bodies. And for me, what I've learned is that when I have stress, there's that autoimmune stress response, which goes into a flare up. And then for me, I'll start to feel like in my lymph nodes, they start to get swollen, or I start to feel more fatigued. So that's the connection that you and I wanted to make for the listeners about the perfectionism and chronic conditions, or chronic, even chronic stress can cause disease or illness or whatever. Your area of expertise is on mindset. So let's talk about that mindset shifting and how we can use that kind of mindset shifting for this perfectionistic tendency, behavior patterns that lead to that type of chronic illness.
Absolutely. And it's really with the mindset, Kim, it's awareness, right? So we have to have first the awareness that something's happening that isn't okay. Like we're pushing and that we're not feeling right. Something's off, right? We have that anxious energy or we can't sleep at night or we're just exhausted. So the awareness first. Then we have to be able to have tools in our toolbox to pull out when we have that awareness. So a tool could be pause, literally just pause, put your computer down, put your phone down and go outside 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You could walk. You could just literally stand there and put your head into the sunshine. If you're not in a place where there's sun, you could literally just go outside in the freezing cold because that does the same thing for you in a different reaction. And that is a pause, right? Then you come back to your list and you are refreshed. You're feeling good. The wave is gone. The cortisol is not spiking. It is released. You're not feeling stressed. You're feeling calm. I call it calm in the storm. So you're reframing your mindset as a model of positive change. And when you have the first awareness to be able to pull the toolkits out to then feel better and be the calm in the storm, then you're going to be more productive with your list, first of all. And secondly, you're also going to be able to reduce the stress in your life and the perfectionism. Because let me share something with you as a side note real quick, Kim. The first thing is that I am an ex-perfectionist. And I say that because I've done the work with the awareness and the tools on a daily basis for years. And it becomes a habit change after 30 days and then a lifestyle change after 90 days. Okay. And when you do that, then you are equipped. So I am no longer a perfectionist. I am an ex-perfectionist. And there's things like, for example, little things like the dishes were piled up so high last night in the sink. But I chose to be the calm in the storm, pulling with the awareness that I had to pull out the tools in my toolkit to spend quality time with my son after dinner. Actually, it was from dinner through bedtime for him. So it was like 2-3 hours, no phones, nothing, right? We were able, that was my tool that I pulled out. And then I left the dishes until this morning. My old self would have told him to wait because the dishes have to be put away right now. But when you have that mindset shift, you're able to be the model of positive change and shift those perspectives and really just feel better all the way from your toes all the way up to your forehead.
That was a perfect example because when you said about the dishes piling up, I'm like, holy shit, I don't know if I could leave my dishes piling up because it would just bother me the whole night. That's the perfectionism still. And so saying more about this, like reframing, because that is such an important tool is to reframe. And I can think about when I'm sometimes in the place of that list or the things that I have to do, there's this, I think it's like a fear that I have that if I don't complete all the tasks, it's actually like a combination of the perfectionism and the people pleasing. Because let's say if part of what's on my list, for example, I'll actually give you a real example. I've had lots of people sending emails that I have to respond to. And it is so hard for me to not respond right away. Because one, it's the people pleaser. If I don't respond right away, what if they get upset with me? People pleasing. And perfectionists, I have to do everything right away all at once. I have to be able to do it all, respond to my emails, edit my podcasts, do my pitching, do this, do all the things all at once. So in terms of the reframe, what would you suggest for anyone who's listening to that type of example? Because
absolutely,
I know that's a common one. Many people feel overwhelmed and stressed with all the things that they want to do or have to do for themselves, for their families, for their jobs. And it just feels like it's never ending. And that amount of pressure can build and cause you to go into overwhelm if you have perfectionistic tendencies. So how do we reframe that?
That's a great example. I love live real examples. So thanks for sharing that, Kim. One tool in that specific scenario would be that nobody expects you to get back to them immediately. So you can release that fear. right? And that's the reframe in your mind. And you know what? If you get back to them within 24 hours, that is 100% okay, because you're setting the rules on your email. They set the rules on their email, right? And then you can be the calm in the storm. And then you take that example and you do that those little things all day long. So for example, that email, that's how I would reframe to answer your question. That's how I would reframe that. First, acknowledge the awareness that fear is made up. And second, pull out your tools to be able to reframe that you make the terms. You don't need to please them as a people pleaser. It's your terms. So when someone's like, another example, just to go off on this one, is that if someone says something to you and you don't like what they said, it's all about them. It has nothing to do with you. Absolutely nothing. But they're taking it out on you. And that's happened to me multiple times. And in my past life, I probably would have said something back to them that was not very nice. And we probably wouldn't be friends after that. But I've learned through my training and my experience now that when someone says something to me, I call them out on it in a proper way that doesn't offend them, but it makes them aware of what they said is not okay to say to me in that manner, if that makes sense.
It does. Right? It's Brene Brown talks about that all the time. It's just,
yes, absolutely,
it's a boundary, and it's the difference between, now that person still might receive you calling them out as being judgmental or critical.
Of course. Absolutely. That's about them and their insecurities, because you're calling their insecurities out.
Yes.
And no one usually does that.
Exactly. And the difference between being judgmental or critical to that person versus what you're really saying in that example is you're just calling them out to be accountable. You're holding them accountable.
100%.
That's the stuff that Brene Brown talks about. So I completely agree. So the reframe is really important with whatever we have going on, right? Yep. It's about changing the way that we think. It's changing our thoughts and our belief systems, really. So going back to the list of emails or the things that have to get done and that pressure that we put on ourselves. And again, just to recap for the listeners, that when we do that chronically, when that's a chronic state or condition of having that pressure and that we have to live up to this pressure and just be perfect and doing all the things, is creating stress in our bodies that can very likely lead to either chronic disease, chronic illness, but also depression, anxiety, addictions, because if you're in this constant state of overwhelm, stress, not enoughness, perfectionism, it is going to make you feel anxious. You could end up feeling depressed, and you might end up feeling like you need to numb that those feelings. So there's that. So it's changing the belief systems, changing the expectations. Like at the end of the day, and this is what I start to tell myself now, because I have been doing this work. Is it really going to make a difference if I don't get all this stuff done at the end of my life? Like, really, is it going to matter if I don't do all the things that I set out to do? Like, I'm putting the expectations on myself. So I need to reframe, as you're saying, put my expectations that I'm putting on myself in check.
Yes. And how much better would your day be? Just imagine, right? Future casting, imagine how much better would your day be if you, one, had the awareness, two, pulled out the toolkit, and three, were the calm in the storm. How much better would your day be on a daily basis? Think about that.
Huge, because then my nervous system and anyone else's nervous system has that opportunity to regulate, to be calm, the calm in the storm.
Yep.
Now if I'm in that state, I can flow.
Absolutely. And there's a quote I'd like to mention right here.
Yes.
Wayne Dyer says, if you change the way you look at things, the way you look at things change. It's all perspective.
Yeah.
And that's that
mindset shift.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I love that. So you have given so many concrete examples and tools for how to, if one is struggling with perfectionism, chronic illness, autoimmune, the mindset shift is so important. The reframe is so important, the toolbox. So I really appreciate the value that you've brought to this conversation today. And you've already given so much. Even that quote right there that you just offered is so wise and so much value. So thank you to you for sharing it. Thank you for Wayne Dyer. Is there any one last parting piece of wisdom or tool that you haven't already shared with us that you'd like to share?
First, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to have this conversation with you and spread awareness to your listeners, because it's such an important topic that's not talked about enough.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Kim. Are capable of doing whatever you want. You are capable of having change. You are capable of shifting your mindset. You are capable of living with chronic illness. You are capable of living with autoimmunity. You are capable of unmasking your perfectionism. You are capable of unmasking whatever it is that you want to feel good. Just remember to have the awareness, dig into your toolkit, and then be the calm in the storm. Because you are the world's greatest gift. You get to make the impact. You are so beautiful, whole and complete, and you just get to be every single day.
I love that. I love that.
I hope all the listeners are feeling the same way, but at the end, you can be energized, because energy is one of my biggest transformations.
Yeah.
But you can be energized in the calm. And that's the key. That is the key.
That's the sweet spot.
Yes.
Tell us where the listeners can find you.
Absolutely. So I'm on all social media platforms, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. It's Robyn Engelson, RobynEngelson. You can also find me on my website, which is robynengelson.com, and also on YouTube. So you can always find me on all the platforms.
And you have a podcast yourself.
I absolutely do. It's called the Robyn Engelson Podcast, and it's on all of the podcast channels and outlets. So check us out. And if you have any questions or want any more information about what we talked about today, please feel free to reach out to me. I am an open book, and I'm here to serve.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning into another episode of Masks Off for People Pleasers and Perfectionists. And I will see you next time.